So we're always talking about mindset, right? I remembered something. 12 years old, first year playing. You guys know part of the story now. Hit 16 home runs that year, first year. It was the little field, 200 feet everywhere, right? But we're playing, and after the regular season with all the home runs, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I know I can hit a little bit. We're playing in this tournament, and I'm in Germany. Remember, my dad's in the Air Force, and, you know, a kid that played basketball is now playing baseball in the playoffs. It's been a really good season, and now it's basically all-stars. And we're playing this team from Italy, and I've just always owned left-handed pitching, right? Like, it just doesn't matter how nasty you are, I'm going to hit you if you're left-handed. And there's lefty pitching from Italy, and I'm like, yes, first game of the playoffs, it's a lefty, I'm feeling good, this is going to be fun, right? Long story short, right? Short story long in the end here in a minute. I just get blown away from this kid, man. He's throwing about 72, and I hadn't really seen that from, 45 feet? I mean, he's pumping 72. I don't know what the chart is. It's around 90 to 95. And I hadn't seen that before. I had seen 67, 68. There was another kid, I believe, that was 69, 70. And this lefty's now doing it. And I have more time to see the baseball. Again, left-handed pitcher. It's not coming off of my hip. It's coming from the other side, right? So you're really coming to me. And think about left-handed hitters, as many right-handed pitchers as you see. That's why lefties rule this game, man. And now there's lefties that hit lefties all the time. Like, we don't take them out of the game. We keep them in. It's going to be trouble. Ask Dave Justice, right? How to become such a good left-handed hitter. But back to the lecture at hand, right? I'm remembering getting blown away by this lefty. And a lot of kids leave the game at 12 years old. I was just getting started. Like, you know what? It hurt a little bit. And I was like, I have to get better. That's what my mindset said was. It wasn't, we lost because we did lose the game. It wasn't, this is the end of baseball for me. This is the end of the world. Like, I literally thought about the at-bats for like 3 or 4 days. 3 or 4 days, guys. Not 3 or 4 minutes. Not 3 or 4 hours. 3 or 4 days. Because I got owned, right? Like, man, that guy was better than me. Usually, I always felt like, even if I got out, you know what? He's pretty good, but, right? No, this guy was pretty good, but you're not hitting him. So, at least in my mind, for a while, and I went through that a few times in my career where, man, this guy is nasty. And you realize, you know what? There are those guys that it's going to be a tough day in the yard. But what do you do to get better to face those guys? And then think about the other side of that, though, right? This is the guy that's nasty. What about the guy that is just a regular guy? He's just like you. He has his ups and he has his downs. It doesn't seem like he's always on fire. But, you know what? Last time this kid wasn't hitting the ball. Wow. His approach changed just from me seeing a take sometimes. Wow, his approach changed. This should be interesting. Now you have to see if your guy see what you're seeing, have the conversations in between innings. We usually let our guys call their own games. That's where we're headed, right? Because they're not very cerebral, and part of it could be is because we tell them to do everything, we teach them to do everything, and they have to go out and live and do it. Like, you're supposed to be over there for your double cut. Yeah, you are. But we practice a lot inside, and this is us even at Best Beat. We practice inside a lot. We're not outside a whole lot. So you get out there and you're like, I'm usually just standing around when the ball's not hit to me. What are you going to do when you go outside? So I say all that to say, when it comes to mindset, even me getting owned from this 12-year-old lefty from Italy that just blew me away with a 72-mile-an-hour fastball, probably 2 times, man. And just by you, Billy, right? Like, you're not hitting this. It's not a good feeling. But you know what? I learned to hit velocity. And then it got to a point that you could be 97, 98 with a nasty slider. I'm going to find a way to hit you, man. So when you're thinking of this, hey, think about the games, but don't think about them forever, man. You'll always get another chance. And I'll piggyback and finish on that. A good friend of mine, Jason, asked me, he's like, I need you to elaborate more on that. Jace, one of our players from Best Beat, asked me, out of all my experience in my career and playing and everything, what was my biggest takeaway? And I was like, you'll always get another chance, right? I mean, case in point, I was away from it. I didn't watch this game for 8 to 10 years. And now I'm back around it 15 years later. And I'm like, man, what was I doing all those other years? This is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be around the game. But my mindset at one time, guess what it was? Baseball's over. I'll never be around the game again. Forget it. I hate the political side. And it took one step onto a baseball field to have, again, a kid younger than me just hear the thought that, wait, you were drafted by the Mariners, to a grown man who was filling his mind that he came up short, he failed, he was a failure, he never made it to the big leagues. He only played in the minors. And this kid didn't care about where I played and how long I played. You got drafted by the Mariners. And again, mindset, right? His mindset was much different than mine at that point. And that was literally my first day of taking a team again for myself, the Sacramento Hawks, which are now I'm turning to the Seek First Soldiers. So all that to say, mindset really is everything. I'm around a game where there's two things I know very well. That's people and that's baseball. And I've always seen that everywhere I've been. And my mindset now is, I think it's a pretty good mindset. And I have a little bit of experience on both sides, however one looks at it, positively or negatively, that may be able to help some of these kids out in baseball and in life. Keep it locked to the Seek Lock.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.